BBC News. Roger Stone, a former adviser to President Trump, has been sentenced to 40 months in prison for lying to Congress and witness tampering in the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Federal Judge Amy Berman Jackson said Roger Stone's effort to obstruct a congressional investigation was deliberate. He's appealing against the sentence. The German President, Frank-Walter Steinmeier, has appealed to the country to stand united against hatred, racism and violence as he attended a vigil for the victims of the deadly far-right attack in Hanau. He told a crowd of mourners that Germans must refrain from a language of ostracism and vilification which led to violence. The head of the World Health Organization has warned against complacency in the struggle to contain the new coronavirus after the emergence of new clusters of infection outside China. Tedros Ghebreyesus said the number of cases of COVID-19 outside China remained low, but might not stay that way. Turkish troops in northern Syria have again clashed with Syrian government forces a day after President Erdogan threatened to launch a major incursion. Turkey said two of its soldiers in Idlib province were killed by a Syrian government airstrike. Portugal has come closer to having a law on assisted suicide after a controversial set of proposals passed the first hurdle in Parliament. The proposals state that those over 18 who don't suffer from a mental illness can request assisted suicide, but only if they're terminally ill or suffering unbearable pain. New Mexico's Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against Google, alleging it acquired personal information from schoolchildren. Hector Balderas alleges Google used its products to collect data on under 13-year-old students.